Log Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 50 of Geek Out with Pebbles, and I still can't believe that I hit 50 episodes. And this is actually, like, legit, like, a year, I think around this week, sometime this week, was when I, like, first did my first episode of Geek Out with Pebbles. So it's like, holy shit, commitment. I stuck through with this. It's awesome. And I'm going to keep doing more. So, like, just going to keep going. I'm not stopping anytime soon because I'm having a lot of fun doing this podcast, and hopefully I'll be expanding to more stuff and like with more reach and all that nice shit that'll get me more followers and stuff like that. Yeah. Right now, Steve's with me as a guest in the studio. Aaron might join us later. My friend Anthony, he's going to be joining also a bit later in the show. And what's with the wind in the background?
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything?
I don't hear anything.
Fuck, maybe I need to get new headphones. Shit. Ah, well, time to invest in new headphones. Well, that sucks. Okay, that's going to be money. That's all right. Right, sorry. I got distracted by, like, the headphone thing. No, not yet. E3 is going to be after anime. Anime Next, fucking amazing. I think one of, like, it's not a huge convention, but it's, like, really fucking chill. And, like, it's just a lot of fun. We're in Atlantic City, so we were just, our hotel didn't have a casino, but it was attached to a hotel with a casino and all that fun stuff. Apparently, the hotel we stayed at, it was haunted. Like, one of the floors was haunted. Yeah. Creepy ass shit, right?
If you believe in that kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, it was just creepy. Like, just walking around that floor was just, like, creepy. And, like, just, like, it just felt weird to be walking around that floor.
Yeah.
And this was before we had heard that it was haunted. But we were just walking around exploring. And we were just, like, getting some, like, really, like, creepy, eerie vibes from it. And then, like, later we found out that supposedly that floor is haunted. And we're like, wow, that explains some of the, like, feelings and shit that, like, and whatever. But, yeah, so, me and my friends, so we were just, cosplaying, doing casual cosplays at night. Casual Bakugo, casual Todoroki. And just, playing around, in the arcade, taking pictures. What?
Being nerds.
Oh, being complete nerds, yeah. So we were just playing around, like, posing for pictures around the hotel when we could. Went up to the rooftop bar of the hotel. It had a rooftop bar. Yeah, that's right. And we just had fun, some great views, and then we're at the boardwalk. I think each time most of the times we went to the boardwalk, it was pretty much like really late at night. Like, we were just chilling on the boardwalk at, like, 2 a.m. one night and just taking pictures on the beach. Expect in the next few days, like, a shit ton of, like, just, like, me spamming casual Bakugo on Instagram.
I don't have Instagram.
You don't? You should have Instagram.
I refuse.
Why?
Because I've already got Facebook and that's bad enough.
Okay, that's... Alright, that's okay. That's understandable.
I don't know what I would do with Instagram.
I just, like, post pictures from, like, my cosplays and stuff. And, like, take pictures from Facebook and be like, yeah, so, here's more pictures. And I still have not posted pictures on Instagram from Anime Boston because I'm lazy and I'm sorry. I am very bad. I've been procrastinating that. So before the Bakugo spam hits Instagram, I'm gonna do some Anime Boston pictures. Because it's been too long, and I've been putting it off for too long, so. Yeah. But I met, like, a whole bunch of people that, like, I know from other cons, like, on Instagram as well. And it's like, holy shit, there's so many people I know that go to this con. So, I'm going back next year because it's going to be awesome. And I'm legit, like, wondering what is up with my headphones.
You need to invest in a new microphone. I've been telling you this for a while.
It's not the microphone, it's the headphones now.
Well, your microphone cuts out all the time, and that's a problem, too. And so I've been telling you this for a while. You'll be talking, and your voice break up, and so you'll be talking about like Kingdom Hearts or whatever, it would come up as like King, something
like
that.
I haven't heard, but I listened to these back, and I haven't heard it that bad.
That's very strange. I've always heard it. It's been a problem for you since they. The first day I've been on this podcast.
Oh, fuck. No, because I've been listening to, like, my podcast, and that has not been a problem. And no one else that's listened to it has brought that up as an issue.
I'll have to find a way to record this.
Because my mom listens, she would have pointed it out. A few of my other friends that listen, they give me constructive criticism on it. None of them have mentioned about the microphone breaking.
Like that?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the only one that's, it's so weird. Because this has been a problem like almost every single podcast. Like, right now, you're fine, but...
Yeah. But... Because I haven't... Honestly, like, some of the people I have that listen to this, like, I asked them to give me feedback on it. And none of them have mentioned anything.
That's so strange.
It is. That is really weird. Like, right now,
so, yeah,
I know there's something wrong with my headphones.
So, yeah, now you know why I told you to get a new microphone in the past.
Yeah.
But maybe, maybe it's just on my end.
Well, I'll look into that a bit more, but right now, we have a whole show to talk about, also right now, I can't afford a new microphone because I did just sort of
go to a whole convention.
I did not just go to a whole convention, but I also bought New York Comic Con tickets. Yeah! I got all 4 days. And my wallet is crying. Because,
You're crying, wallet.
I got 4 days for me, and I got my friend's Saturday pass. Because I got through the virtual line before he did. So we had a tag team system in place. Whoever got through first bought the other one Saturday pass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it worked out. And so, and I was like, yay, Saturday pass. And I got through the online queue in like 20 minutes. So I wasn't even waiting that long. So many people were complaining. It's like, yo, just like, be patient. Like, you know how many people are hitting that fucking link the minute, like, it turned 10 a.m.?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
And you're like, oh, I didn't get, I'm still waiting, and it's been 5 minutes. Oh, my God. Seriously. Everyone clicked it at exactly 10 a.m. You're going to be waiting.
Yep.
Like, don't get upset if you hear that one of your friends got through the queue a lot faster than you did. Like, it's just how it works. Like, if you've been waiting for, like,
half a second quicker on the button than you were.
Yeah, and also, like, start complaining once you've been waiting in the queue for, like, over a half an hour. Okay? That's when you should start complaining.
You just don't complain at all because, like, it's not something you get to complain over.
Yeah,
like
that's true.
You get in there on time, and you get your shit, or you don't. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not an unfair system. You know, if you're just too slow, if you're not on the button fast enough, that's your problem.
Yeah. That's true. So, but yeah, I got my tickets, and I'm so happy that I got them. And I think I mentioned this to my friend earlier today, that this is the first and most likely the last time I will be going all 4 days of New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Because I can't afford that again.
How much was it?
It was a lot of money.
Oh my.
Yeah. Because they sell, it's individual. You have to buy each day individually.
Yeah.
It's like packs. You have to buy the individual days and stuff. But, I mean, like, people, like, general tickets are going on sale in July. So if you missed out on your Saturday pass, you can get it. You can try again in July. All right, so that's it about Anime Next and New York Comic Con tickets, because I'm just happy that I got that, so yay. I'm actually opening up the chat to see if anyone's actually going to be tuning in live. Oh, I think there's someone in the chat with us. Hey, look, we actually have a listener, and crap, there's not there. But we'll see. Alright. So, let's talk about E3. Because E3 is starting this week, and shit has been dropping on all forms of social media. About, like, video... video
is the Shonen Jump game that I shared with you.
Oh yeah, the Jump Force game looks really cool. It's definitely is a game that I would get, because it does look like a lot of fun.
I would definitely be more curious about what the gameplay is actually like. because all we've seen is the trailer. They had a game like this on the PlayStation 2, which was the Shonen Jump Fighters or whatever, and it was kind of a weird
but,
game.
But that was only available in Japan.
Right? For now.
Yeah, the older one wasn't only available in Japan for like the PS2 and the GameCube.
No, it came out over here.
Oh, it did. Sorry, one of my friends is having trouble connecting to the studio. Alright. Let's see if that works. Okay. So, yeah, Jump Force is basically what it sounds like. Basically just Shonen Jump titles and just like everyone just in like a fighting free for all game. Right?
Something like that.
But the gameplay looks pretty cool. I know I shared it on Facebook the other day. You tagged me in it also. The gameplay looks awesome. The character design looks really cool. What?
The gameplay video of that?
Yeah. Looks pretty cool. And you tagged me in the gameplay one, right? And I shared the regular one, I think.
No, I shared the only one that I shared was the cutscene trailer. What was the game called? Okay. Shonen Jumpstart? Shonen Jump Force.
It's called Jump Force.
That's what
I heard that it's called.
Yeah, so Jump Force.
Yeah, the thing is, it doesn't, when I cut out, according to you, it doesn't show when I play back these later in the week. I can't hear you now.
I'm looking at a gameplay video.
Okay.
Jumpstart.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kaioken Goku versus Fourth Gear movie.
Yeah. There's also Kira and Ryuk are in it as well.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, all I know is that, like, it's definitely something I'd look into getting, once I have a system. That. What?
It's a 3D fighter.
Yeah.
Didn't
you watch the videos?
Yeah, I'm looking at the gameplay video right now. It's a 3D fighter. With, like, special moves and all that. I don't know all the characters are going to be in it, but, you know, it's going to be some Dragon Ball, some, you know, a little bit of everything, I'm sure.
It's going to have Dragon Ball, Naruto, One Piece characters, Death Note, as I said before, with Kira and Ryuk. It's really hard to really guess what other characters are because there's so much from Jump. There's so many characters from Jump that could be in this. And, aside from what we've seen, it's really, it's not something you can really guess because it's just,
they put Ryuk in the game, and I never would have thought I would see Death Note in a fighting game.
I know, right? I'm actually kind of looking forward to that part because, Ryuk in a fighting game. Okay, this is gonna be pretty cool.
You're going with your conventional, your Dragon Ball, your Naruto, and your One Piece, your all staple shonen fighting animes. But then you have something like Death Note, which was an intellectual horror.
Mm-hmm.
And not even the action scenes in Death Note were highly intellectual scenes, everybody jokes, the classic, I'll take a potato chip and eat it. But that scene was freaking intense, man. he's got the Death Note in the chip bag, and then he's watching the television while doing his homework. On his other hand, knowing that he's being surveilled. And, that was an intense scene. But at the same time, they frame it in an action scene. What is it? It's a guy watching television and writing in two notebooks. Oh boy, that's great.
Yeah. So I just looked up for Jump manga. Just some of the ones that could possibly be featured in this. Aside from the four that we already mentioned, which is Naruto, One Piece, Death Note, and Dragon Ball Z, Bleach.
Bleach is a thing.
Bleach is Toriko. I could actually see Toriko working in this because some of those fucking moves that they used to kill to hunt the gourmet food or whatever the hell it is. I've not read Toriko in a while. Hey, Chairman, what's up?
Not much, Pebs. Trying to get this damn mic to work.
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear. So that's good. Steve's also on the show with us. What?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
So I'm looking at this article from IGN right now. It's called 21 Characters from Underrepresented Series That We Want to Jump For.
Okay.
Got the main character from Hunter x Hunter. It's got you know what? Some Bakugo, what's that his name? Deku and Todoroki.
Oh yeah.
Those would be great picks. Some My Hero Academia.
Oh, definitely.
That would be great picks. Again, Frost and Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Killua Zidlock? I'm sorry, I haven't seen Hunter x Hunter.
Killua Zolder.
Killua
from Hunter x Hunter. So Killua and Gon from Hunter x Hunter.
Midoriya, Todoroki, obvious six. Frothy. I will buy this game with a Frothy in it. I will buy three copies. Rafi is waifu. She's so cute.
Rafi is best girl.
Kuro-sensei. That would be cool. from Assassination Classroom. That would be an interesting pick for this game, for sure. Definitely.
Okay.
For some base Ichigo Kurosaki.
Mm-hmm.
Yusuke Urameshi.
Yeah.
That would be a great pick, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Genkai from the Yu Hakusho. Definitely more Yu Hakusho. Kazuma Kuwabara. Kuwabara!
Yeah.
And Kurama from the Yu Hakusho, of course. Tenshiro, that needs to happen.
Yeah. Because of the fact that, like, who doesn't want to have, like, a character in a fighting game that, like, just fights with, like, hair?
Tenshiro.
Or whatever the fuck Bobo does.
Whatever. Tenshiro, for the third time, I'm sorry. Asta from Black Clover. Interesting. Dio Brando from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Jotaro Kujo. JoJo. Yuji Moto. I don't know how that would work for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Three Blue Eyes White Dragons.
What? What was that one?
Three Blue Eyes White Dragons. That's one character.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Not even Blue Eyes Ultimate, just three Blue Eyes White Dragons as one character. Not even putting Blue Eyes Ultimate, just like three Blue Eyes.
No, just three Blue Eyes White Dragons.
Oh, that's funny. Wow. Chairman, anything to add about the Jump Force game?
Yeah, why it takes place in New York, though. Like, that obviously that
yeah,
big cutscene that showed the game is in Manhattan.
Yeah, because I was wondering that, too. Because I'm watching the videos, I'm seeing the American flag. And I'm seeing, like, a bunch of skyscrapers and, like, landmarks from New York. And I'm like, so it takes place in New York? What?
You think maybe it's a teaser for the game being demoed at New York Comic Con this year?
Ooh. I'm not sure because...
Because, I mean, all the other...
What?
It's kind of a odd thing to kind of just have there.
That is true, but... Like... I don't know. But either way, the game does take place in New York.
Maybe they're just going to debut a new anime soon that takes place in Manhattan.
Anyway,
hold on. Chairman, you're cutting out. I can't hear you very well.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, no. Okay, Chairman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cutting out a bit.
I think it might be my connection.
Maybe, because, like, I didn't hear what you said before. You said something, and I don't think I got it.
Whatever you say, no, it's not going through, apparently.
Yeah, whatever you tried to say before, it didn't go through.
What I'm saying is, like, I don't think you're reaching him either, Carol.
Well, he says he's using old headphones, so I don't know what's going on.
But I believe we have a show to do, unfortunately.
He'll have
strictly tech problems.
Yeah, we'll have to deal with this. Sorry, people, for technical difficulties. We're going to keep going. Sherman's going to talk when he can. Right?
Should we move on to some Kingdom Hearts 3?
Oh, hell yeah. We're moving on to Kingdom Hearts 3. Because... They showed a lot yesterday. They introduced a new world. Hold on, I have them written down so I can find. Okay. We got Frozen, Tangled, Wreck-It Ralph, Aladdin, Monsters, Inc., Toy Story. We knew about those ones. Hey, what's up, Chairman?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, much better. Much better.
All right. Yeah, I had to switch to the mobile. But speaking of Kingdom Hearts, did you guys see those special editions they just announced for it?
Yeah, we're about to talk about that, the new worlds that they introduced and stuff like that. Right?
Right.
Like I was saying, we got Hercules, Toy Story, Aladdin, Monsters, Inc., Frozen, Tangled, Halloween Town, Wreck-It Ralph.
When did they announce Aladdin?
Wasn't that a while back, or was it in one of the recent ones?
All right, you're talking about all the worlds.
All the worlds so far that have been announced, including the new ones. That have been announced.
Okay, so we got.
So yeah, the new ones. Yeah, the new ones that were announced were Frozen, Tangled, I think, was one of the new ones, Halloween Town. Right? Weren't those the new ones that were announced? Because the other ones were announced a while ago.
I remember Monsters Incorporated.
Monsters Inc., Toy Story, Wreck-It Ralph, and Aladdin were announced a while back.
Oh, and then Big Hero 6, I think, was announced a while back, too.
Oh, yeah, Big Hero 6. That's right. I keep forgetting. What?
I want to see an evil, heartless Baymax.
Oh, God. Why would you want to see that? It's Baymax.
That'd be an amazing boss battle.
No, I don't want to see an evil, heartless Baymax.
Fine, a nobody Baymax. How'd that sound?
Okay, that'd be interesting.
Hercules.
Yeah, Hercules. Looks I'm excited to see Hercules because Hercules was really only in Chain of Memories, which like no
one. We talked about him. He's in almost every game.
He is.
Well, they had the Coliseum in 1 and 2. There was a level
dedicated. Oh, that's right. They did have the Coliseum in 2. I forgot. It's been a really long time since I played 2.
The only reason I remember that is because that's one of the major areas where you fought Pete.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. It's been a really long time since I played 2. So.
It's all good.
But yeah, like I said, I like that they have Frozen and Tangled as well. Like adding.
What the fuck?
What?
I just watched this trailer here, the quote unquote official Frozen trailer. And at the end of it, it's got Kyrie. I don't know if you saw that.
Which one?
The trailer that has the end of it has Kyrie.
I think so.
It's you would know so. It's the Kingdom Hearts.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I saw this one.
It's got Kyrie in like a shadowy kind of form, and then she clears out, and she looks like Riku.
Yeah.
I thought that was Aqua in the trailer.
Is it? I don't know.
Hold on, I'll bring the trailer up real quick.
I think it's Aqua.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I thought it was Kyrie that was like the new look or something.
I think it's Aqua.
Yeah, because it has the blue hair. Which isn't it technically Kyrie anyway?
Oh, yeah, it was Aqua. Okay, I see. She looks like Kyrie with blue hair.
Yeah.
These times are way too confusing. They also added
I'm watching it right now as well.
Yeah, she looks like Kyrie with blue hair. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's a Ratatouille minigame.
Well,
I thought that was just something with Gordon Ramsay. And just for, like, stupidity. Just for me.
Apparently they did another trailer showing casting more of the stuff. Including and bringing back the kids from 2 for Twilight Town. Let's see what else this trailer has. Let's see. Also, what's up with Sora's monster form?
What?
I don't know, like, it just looks so plain compared to his other, like, forms in the different games.
Hold on.
So, yeah, okay. I didn't even know that they were definitely announcing Kingdom Hearts 3. I thought, and I definitely wasn't expecting the actual release date. Which is January 2019. But I will take it. Sounds a little forward to being told to tell.
Shit, that's a long way away.
Not that long, it's only 6 months.
I know, but still, like, damn. I'm not a patient person. Right? Alright, I think Aaron's gonna hop on the show soon.
Dragon Quest XI has a U.S. release date. This is something I'm looking forward to, is Dragon Quest XI.
Chairman, were you talking about when he's in the Monsters, Inc. world?
Yeah, like his
monster
form is way too furry friendly to me. they're like asking for fan service pictures to be drawn, and I really, there's nothing wrong with parties, but why feed into that? Like, why feed so easily into the fan service? Let the fans create their own stuff.
Okay.
So, like, are we talking like 30? Are we 6 now?
No, we're not.
Okay.
But,
no. But the, you're right, the form probably could have been like a better design, but
I think they should add more of the teeth factor to it.
Yeah. I agree, but so yeah, I'm looking at pictures right now because I have not really looked up what it would look. So yeah. Let's see.
There's a lot of interesting stuff here. I mean, I got a good look at that special edition with the Toy Story figures for the characters. You get a really good look at the Toy Story Blade.
Which one?
The special edition, like over $200. It has the Toy Story World figures of the characters. You can see that the Keyblade actually has the Star Force Command symbol, but the ship on the bottom with a little alien connected to it, with a cactus with wooden hat and a sheriff badge. And apparently it looks like it transforms to a hammer also with the ship on the top.
$230 special edition. Comes with 3 figures, art book,
the King Sorapen.
I don't like these figures though. Like,
you don't like the figures?
Not at
all.
Or
you do?
I do not like the figures at all.
Uh-huh.
I think they're gross. Like, these are like,
I mean, I like the Keyblades. I like the Keyblade for Toy Story. But for the Toy Story World, I agree with you, I don't like the figures.
I've never seen any figures that have ever looked like this, and I understand their purpose.
You just cut off there. What was that?
I'm sorry, I'm going off. I have never seen figures that look like this. And quite honestly, they look like Legos.
Okay.
They look like they look like something that I would get out of a Lego, like a, you know, a $5 Lego set. They look like, I don't like them. The concept that they're trying to do, like, they're trying to be, like, these superposable figures, and, but, while they are superposable figures, they also lose their, a lot of their aesthetic quality, and by most, I mean, like, probably about 95% of the actual aesthetic quality, because they look like Legos.
They look cheap.
If you like them, so be it. I'm a figure guy. I have tons of figures. I love figures. I look and as somebody that is a figure collector, I hate them.
I see what you where you're getting at with the figures, with the design aspect of it, and like I said, I agree with you. I don't necessarily like the design of the figures, and I wouldn't get them because of that. But I still think that the Keyblade design is pretty cool with the sheriff badge on one end and one of the little aliens hanging off on the other end of the Keyblade. I think that's pretty cool.
But I'm not at all any of the designs within the game. I think all the designs are, of course, you know, they're as true to each thing as it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, we got the Tony one who's got the sheriff badge and all that, and that's really cool. I was only talking about the figures themselves and, you know, and the design of the figures, but not so much.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I don't like how this looks or that looks as far as, like, you know, Toy Story or Frozen or Monsters, Inc. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no particular objection to those.
Yeah. It looks fine, like, in the game, like, when I look at the trailers for the Toy Story World, but I would not want the figure of it.
Yeah.
Like, the actual figure of it. Because I don't see the appeal. It doesn't appeal as well. It's not, like, aesthetically...
The whole point of figures is that they're supposed to be aesthetically pleasing.
But yeah, and it's...
They don't really fuck around with them, even with the figures that are posable, you pose them once, and you don't really ever touch them after that. You know, I might change a pose, like, rarely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, but I don't. You're sacrificing all the aesthetic quality of a figure for them to be like you can basically play with them, but nobody really plays the figures that way. I don't want to give them to a 10-year-old is going to be like, oh, yeah, these are cool, and I can, like, you know, bend them this way and that way, and, well, you know, whatever.
No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we got some people in the chat with us. We'll see if, they want to sign in and talk to about Kingdom Hearts. Hey, what's up?
Hi. I've never played
Kingdom
Hearts.
Yeah, you made it.
Then leave.
What?
You've never played Kingdom Hearts. What sort of blasphemy is this?
The closest I've come to playing Kingdom Hearts was listening to Utada Hikaru on loop in high school.
Be gone, peasant.
Be gone, peasant.
Wow, really? All right.
Well, that's a really cool promo item for the Kingdom Hearts. Oh, I want that shirt now.
Which one?
Apparently, at E3 they're giving away what looks like the original cover for Kingdom Hearts on a t-shirt, but they're all Funko Pop figure design. And it comes in a little chest, like, from the game.
Hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to spend $40 on it.
I'm not a big fan of the Pop figures.
Those Pop figures are good.
Like, I don't like the way they look. I never have.
They're bad interpretations of Nendoroid figures, which is cute.
What?
The Pop figures are bad interpretations of Nendoroid figures, And then George Vegas can actually see it.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Nendoroid figures?
I'm going to look it up right now.
The ones they usually have at Comic-Con where there's chibis, kind of posable, and they can swab out their faces.
Yeah, basically.
These are expensive. What is this?
What, this shirt?
No, look at some of this other stuff. Like, someone's charging something for the Fallout Penny Press Penny. What order was it now? I like doing this every year just to look at how much some of this flag costs if I want to buy any of it. See, right now on eBay, it is going for $100.
What's this now?
No, just a penny like you do at the boardwalk with Fallout 76 pressed on it.
Okay.
These scalpers, let me tell you.
I don't get those pop figures. I don't buy them. Zaggy's in the chat with us. Hey, Zaggy. He says pop figures are the best. I love to take selfies of my drinks with my pop figures.
All the power to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something interesting. I just have him kind of staring at me as he sleeps.
That's cool, Zaggy. I have refused to buy into the hype of pop figures, because they're expensive, and it's like basically those, like, once you buy one, then you have to buy a shit ton more. And there haven't been that many pop figures that I've even wanted. The closest ones that I found that even, like, I sort of wanted to get were Disney's Robin Hood ones with the fox. And so I wanted to get that, but yeah, $10 is still a lot, okay? Like, that's a lot, especially, like, when you, like, start getting obsessed with collecting them. Then that's, like, $50, like, out the door, because you gotta buy, like, a whole set of them. Now, they do have a Bakugo one. And the one place I went to that had pop figures, I asked if they had the Bakugo one. They said they were sold out, and I was like, all right, good, I can save my money.
So the Hero Academia ones are a pain in the ass to find now. The older ones?
Yeah, they only had All Might at the store that I went to.
Hello.
What?
You sent me 2 links.
What?
I just sent you 2 links on Facebook.
Okay.
The first one's just general Nendoroid figures, and the second one's specifically Bakugo.
Okay.
The Bakugo one looks absolutely adorable.
Oh, yo, that's the one I want. That's the figure I want.
He's only 16.
Figure.
You should get it.
I know. It looks so adorable. It's the only Bakugo figure around. Like, I haven't seen any others.
Oh, I'm sure there's got to be time. I
was just at a con this weekend, and I didn't see any Bakugo figures or any, like, My Hero Academia figures.
Well, they're really worth it.
You know, the pop one, I wouldn't go anywhere near that.
Here's something interesting.
I would touch that with a 20-foot pole. He's a Bakugo figure, just a straight Bakugo figure.
Yeah, I want, like, all of these Bakugo figures that they have.
Do they have?
They're so cute.
I sent you another one.
You did?
Yes, it did.
Yay. More.
So guys, I got some interesting news about the
so
hero.
Adorable.
Amy.
All right, I'll have to look into getting these because I want them.
It's a trap.
Oh yeah, this one I've seen on Crunchyroll. But yeah, so
eBay has that
I might
one
be like, yeah, I might people ask people to like get some, like get these for my birthday. In a few months, so.
It's a different one entirely, actually.
What? Which one?
No,
the second one you sent me?
Oh no! I thought I saw a third one, but it was the same one.
Oh okay.
It was a regular statue figure of Bakugo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am waiting for two figures, actually. One that I spent way too much money on, but I don't care because it's waifu. a cell phone from Fate. Takuma.
Okay.
I spent like $120 on the figure.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what?
I bought an Android Lena Inverse.
Oh, cool.
You know, I saw that one. I'm like, oh, I need to have that. That was
I got a figure this weekend at Anime Next. I got Pauly figure from One Piece.
It took us like an hour to find that damn thing.
Oh my god, it did. It really did. Alright, so I'm walking around the dealer's room, Artist Alley, on Friday, and I find the Pauly figure. I'm like, oh cool, I'm going to get that probably on Sunday on the last day of the con. And Sunday comes around, and I'm like, okay, there's a figure I want to buy at the dealer's room. So I'm walking around with Chairman, and we're, like, legit, like, going through, like, every row of the dealer's room. And I can't find, like, the table that had the Pauly figure. And we legit could not find it. And then, like, we go to Artist Alley, which is on the other set up on the other side of where the dealer's room is. And we look around there just for stuff. And then when we're trying to meet up with the rest of my friends, I finally, like, see another table that I hadn't looked at that has more figures. And I'm like, oh, wait. Let's check here. I think this is the table that I saw on Friday that has the Pauly figure. And it was there, and I was like, yes, I found it. So, yeah.
What do you think
I have
of those
no
last
direction. What?
What do you think
of
those last
two figures? The Lena Inverse is so cute.
Isn't it? And then the
yeah. Yeah, the Lena's really cute. So yeah, you spent an hour looking for something at a con. You're an idiot. Oh yeah, it's all right.
At least you didn't try to mug somebody with a bottle opener.
What?
I showed you the bottle opener we found that I got for my pa for Father's Day, right? The butterfly knife one?
Yeah, the butterfly knife one is awesome.
Yeah, I asked the guy what the one next to it looked like a butter knife. The guy looked me dead in the face and told me it was a fidget spinner. I looked at that knee high. I'm like, I looked at it. I'm like, this is a fidget spinner. He's like, yeah. Mind you, it's really a butterfly knife looking thing. It's not a fidget spinner.
Wait, but that's wrong.
I didn't want to even say anything. I'm like, do I really want to piss off the guy that has a bunch of swords that can break concrete just to prove a point? I wouldn't normally
probably
do that, but my
not. Probably not, but those swords are really cool, the ones that break concrete.
Yeah, but it's not going to suck to get hit by one of those damn things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That shit'll hurt.
Rather buy a sleeping samurai sword.
Hmm. Yeah. Shit. Damn, that one's that person's expensive. Alright, people, like, this is what you can get me for my birthday. Get me Bakugo figures. Although, send me a picture to make sure I haven't, I don't already have them. Ahead of time.
I'm just gonna link you for the most inappropriate Bakugo video I could find, and that will be your gift.
I'll take it. I will take that.
So who do you think is the most least likely character from Hero Academia that's going to get cosplay this year?
Invisible girl.
What are you talking about? You see a bunch of her all over the con. You just took
it's
off
here,
a bar.
They're not
closer.
Doing it right.
Speaking of invisible girl... Darcy, how about that thing I sent you this morning?
Which one?
The Invisible Girl.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
People do cosplay her. Yeah, I do. I'm not sure, like, how they, pulled off, but people... I think someone, cosplayed her this over the weekend at Anime Next.
You could do like a bodysuit maybe?
Yeah.
Like instead of like a full bodysuit, but like be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can always do a puppet maybe. Just have like a pair of gloves and shoes walking in front of you as you walk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that would be close.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think, yeah, the bodysuit picture you sent me, yeah.
In a quote-unquote invisible girl cosplay, where everything is covered up by black nylon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then there's other ones that I looked up cosplay pictures on Google, and there's a bunch. But I'm not...
People.
Yeah. Of people doing it, but I don't know how that works.
You know,
there's the picture you sent me this morning, basically, kinda, in color. That's kind of awkward. I don't know if I'm gonna look at that one.
I said the picture I sent Pebbles this morning was a bit of a perverted picture. It was basically she was Invisible Girl pose, where you could see pretty much under the skirt and her panties and everything. But like,
okay,
don't actually see anything.
Oh, with so many porn for the Jonah, I got some. Here we go.
Well, okay, Steve, Google Hakagure cosplay. and hit images. The second picture is basically the picture you sent me this morning.
Kakaguri?
Kakaguri. H-A-G-A-K-U-R-E. Cosplay.
What is it? H-A?
H-A-G-A-K-U-R-E. Cosplay.
What the f- That was just the weirdest picture of me the other night.
Which night are you talking about? Because we took a lot of weird-ass pictures.
Okay, the one we were with...
The entire weekend was full of, like, pictures and, like, us being stupid.
The one with the beach, it looked like it was only halfway dancing before I did the flip.
You saw the picture?
Yeah, it is kind of basically the same thing.
It is. So, yeah, I don't know how this cosplay works in these pictures.
It's photo editing, obviously.
Oh, of course, yeah, but still, it's really, the edits are really well done. Really funny.
Pro-level editing.
Yeah, no, seriously, like, if you're going to cosplay this, like, you better be, like, fucking, like, editing, like, fucking, like, Photoshop fucking master right there.
We the nudes. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, you got a picture of, you got a video of him as, Grimjaw.
Yes, that was the slow-mo one, too.
Oh, that's the slow-mo one. Cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to find all the other cool ones that we... Make sure you guys get them.
Yeah, I'll post that to Instagram and tag him in it.
Here's one. Let's see. Here's Kakashi. This one I did... Wait. Run. Play.
What?
I'm trying to send a slow-mo of all you guys that I took randomly throughout the show.
Okay.
I get bored.
I don't think I have that many. You have more of the other two. I didn't really take that many.
I know, but I know I got one of them with the slow-mo.
Oh, yeah, when I did the hand thing as Bonnie. Okay.
Yeah, I made sure to get that.
Okay.
So I had a really dumb idea. I want your guys' opinion. Ready? Thursday for New York Comic Con, or one of the maybe Friday, jump forward photo shoot in Times Square.
I don't know my lineup for New York Comic Con yet. I just know what cosplays I'm doing. I don't know what days. There's no days yet that have been decided on anything.
I mean, I already told you which one I'm going to do, which I got to figure out how the hell I'm going to pull that off.
Yeah. I know that one of the days, probably Saturday, is going to be when I do Zeno-sama and the guards.
Zeno-sama?
Yes, and I have two of my friends that I'm going to the con with, who are like about foot taller than me or so, are going to be Zeno-sama's guards.
That's great.
I know, right? So that's going to be fun. So we're going to do that. Okay. I don't know, Zaggy, what's going on?
Name on that. That.
Zaggy, you got the name correct. It should be the second picture, and it's just like a panty shot of the picture. Like, that's the picture that we're talking about, the Hakaguri one. I don't know where you found a wig when you were looking this up.
I'm going to send it into the chat, man.
What?
I just sent it into the chat.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good edit.
the panty shot one?
Yeah.
Alright, hold on. I'm going to share that to Zaggy. Zaggy. There you are. Alright, I found the picture. I send it to you. Nah. Facebook chat, Zaggy. Check that out. Okay, we have 20 minutes left of the show.
So, since we're on the topic, why don't we talk about some My Hero Academia?
That is exactly what I was going to go for.
I haven't seen the new episode yet.
This weekend's episode. Holy shit.
Dude, this episode proved me dead wrong about what it's saying for the past like 3 weeks.
And what have you been saying?
You know, like, oh, it's exactly like Naruto, it's within the forest or whatever, like, no, Naruto and the ancients, they were when they were in the ancient forest training or whatever, like, you know, they get ambushed, everybody beat up, and then the freaking main character's rival gets taken and trained or whatever. It's a bad guy. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be exactly what they do to Bakugo. You're going to give him the Sasuke treatment. But nope, they rescue Bakugo.
Yeah, of course they rescue Bakugo. Like, Kirishima, like, be like, yo, Bakugo. Kirishima comes in and, like, fucking All For One fighting All Might.
Yeah, All For One fighting One For All.
Mm-hmm. That, honestly, it's like, each episode this season has just basically, like, they've just been, like, one-upping themselves with each episode for My Hero Academia Season 3. Like,
trust me, you have not seen anything yet. Wait till the next villain shows up.
I know, I'm getting there in the manga, I know.
I cannot wait to see him in action.
Hold up, guys. Wait. Big news. There's an all-Nutella cafe in Manhattan now.
What?
There's an all-Nutella cafe in Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
Everything is Nutella?
Chocolate for everybody.
Like, you can bring out a plate full of Nutella. And you have nothing to dip it in. It's just Nutella.
It's just Nutella.
It is a gift from the gods, like Bakugo. Some people.
Yes.
They just bring it out still in the jar and give you a spoon. It's like, we know how you were going to eat this.
Yeah.
No. They make a dish out of Nutella. And make a steak out of Nutella. Serve it with a Nutella au gratin au jus. Topped with a Nutella biscuit. With a scoop of Nutella.
I feel ill.
I definitely feel ill.
Alright, but yeah, so back to My Hero Academia, because we sidetracked with Nutella. So I watched the episode Saturday morning, I watched it again this morning, because it was just such an amazing episode. And but like, just, I was just like, I just loved All Might's fight scene against All For One, because that's what I've been waiting for in this arc. And like, the fight's just going to get, like, more intense in the next episode and all that shit, so. Oh, God. And now Zaggy's just talking about Nutella now.
Stop.
Aaron, you saw the episode, right?
Yes.
All right. How did you feel about it?
You haven't
spoken that much, so come on.
To see Bakugo, Jesus, his way across the sky.
What was that?
When Bakugo, Jesus, his way across the sky.
Okay.
I wouldn't call that a Jesus. I would call that maybe like a NASA rocket ship style.
Yeah. Dude, the rescue was great, though. Like,
and Bakugo is
like,
now with his one true love.
Kirishima?
Yes.
Alright. I can accept that. I ship Baku and Kirishima. Although I prefer Kachoko. But
I'm gonna miss Ida's mustache.
Oh my god, Ida's mustache. I wanna see like more people cosplay their disguises. This is just so funny. Especially Ida's mustache.
I think that one chick just wanted to dress all the boys up. That's all. She wanted to play dolls with very expensive figures.
She did. And I mean, she has the money because she's from a rich family, so she can. Because, like, even I think it was it Todoroki was like, couldn't you have just made the disguises?
She has a good point, though. She would destroy the economy if we kept doing that.
Yeah, no, she's like, that is true. She pointed out that, what about the economy and shit? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We have 12 minutes left in the episode.
I hope we get.
What else can we?
Best girls.
You better mean Froppy.
No.
What's this now?
It's Froppy. Froppy's best girl.
There's only one best girl, not a Froppy.
Everyone is best girl, especially All Might.
No, best girl is Deku.
No, best girl is All Tight.
I need more alien.
Blood to the wind.
I need more alien queen.
What the hell is this thing? I want to see a crossover costume of Deku and Froppy's costume.
Oh god. That'd be really funny.
That's what I want to see. Damn you, Great Gogo!
What?
The Great Gogo is not providing for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, so there was one of, I'm sorry, I forget her name. But, costume swap of,
I have an idea. What do you guys think is going to be in Smash? Who's going to be announced tomorrow?
In the new Smash?
Yes, the direct starts at 12. I put my money on King K. Rool for some reason. Tired of all the
crap. I was talking about that with some of my friends. and we were talking about who we were thinking was going to be, and I'm legit drawing a blank now.
Bullet Bill.
I mean, what big games are coming out for Nintendo?
Oh, yo, King K. Rool was one of the ones that we were talking about that we think would be in there.
I mean, Donkey Kong needs some of those villains in the game.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's tired of pretty boys with swords, am I right?
That's what we need.
Yeah.
A big, strong, masculine enemy, like Bullet Bill or the Womp Cube. Or the Chomp Chain.
Actually, I would love an original character just for the Smash Bros. Universe.
I think that's what they tried to do with the Mii.
But they're still technically not from Smash, other than from the Mii channel.
Yeah.
Bring Taboo back. That'd be a great playable character right there, Taboo.
Oh, Taboo, I hate that man.
All the suffering that he gave you, you can now give to everyone else.
Okay. Alright, Zaggy wants to bring back Snake for Smash.
No, you already had.
What?
Snake was already a thing, though.
Kojima's not involved, so he doesn't deserve to be there.
He's not even relevant right now. What's relevant with Nintendo right now? Besides Pokemon.
Yeah. Let's see. I mean, besides Pokemon and,
they better give me some info on the real Pokemon, I swear to God.
Oh, that's right. Chairman decided to rename Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go
Eevee.
Pokemon Let's Go Ash and Pokemon Let's Go Gary.
Hashtag it.
Exactly. Yo, people, this is going to, like, be a hashtag now. It's no longer Let's Go Pikachu or Let's Go Eevee. It's Let's Go Ash and Let's Go Gary. All right?
Oh,
remember that.
Is it really Ash?
It makes
Gary?
Sense. What?
Really Ash and Gary or is it speculation?
No,
well,
it's because...
the game types.
Because Ash started off with Pikachu and Gary started off with Eevee.
Oh.
That's why. So basically, it's Let's Go Pikachu is now called Let's Go Ash, and Let's Go Eevee is now called Let's Go Gary. But we're just being stupid. But this is good. We're going to, like, hashtag this shit, okay?
No. You know what we need in this new Smash? We need Prince Zidane. That's what we need.
Zaggy does not like Gary, apparently. What the hell? Why don't you like Gary?
I like it because he rolls up with all the chicks.
Yo, yeah, he like rolled up in the red red convertible with all his cheerleaders, right? Right, that shit was funny.
hope Gary gets his one day. Is this something all his dreams just something to shatter for him being such a dick to everybody?
No.
Man, come on. He deserves a one heartbreak.
He does, but he wasn't that bad. He was a kid.
I know he's being the older brother type, but still.
I'm used to being the young idiot. So. What the fuck? Oh, I like that picture. Were they all switched outfits?
Yep.
That's really cute. So. Alright, so we got some Pokemon talk. 4 minutes left. What do you guys want to end the show with?
Weird YouTube videos we find on the internet.
That's really only you.
Hey, don't get jealous because I found the chicken song. Best dance song of 2018.
No. That shit was weird. Did you play that in the car on the ride up?
No, that's the one I played when we got the hotel drinking.
Oh, I don't remember what music was playing when we were drinking.
Hold on, let's see if we can find it. Should we really even play with this thing over it?
I wasn't really, like, focusing on background noise when I was drinking, so, yeah.
Never mind, then. But it's not as weird as that other song I found with the, Babushka thing.
Yo, that shit was weird. That one you played in the car, that was fucking, like, creepy and weird. Like, what the fuck?
The Indian dude one?
Yeah.
Okay. When you guys get a chance,
no.
I'm going to give you the name of the song. Look it up. It is the weirdest shit in the world. It's called...
It's really weird.
It's amazing at the same time.
The ending is fucking hilarious. But the like all of it is just fucking weird as all hell. Like what the fuck? I don't know how you find this shit, but yeah.
It just pops up in my feed. I like episodes of like random cartoons from like 20 years ago. And Silver Quill.
Mhm. All right, you heard the British lady. That means we're ending the show soon. All right. So, thanks for being with me here on the 50th episode.
Yay! We're over the hill.
Of Pico with Pebbles. So, we'll be back next week, same time, Monday night, from 7 to 8. We went extra half an hour later tonight because this is the 50th episode. I just wanted to give you guys more time to hear us talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about tonight.
Welcome to
We'll have more stuff on E3 next week. And so more to talk about from that. Don't forget to subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles. And check me out on Facebook at DJ Pebbles Geek Out with Pebbles. And yeah, so good night, guys. Chairman, thanks for being a guest for the first time on the show. Steve, Aaron, thanks again for joining as well. And good night, people. We'll see you next week.